2022, Farms Inc., Southeast Corner, Route 13, Sussex Highway, and Route 24, Laurel Road. A variance from the front yard setback requirement and a variance from the buffer requirement in a highway corridor overlay zoning district.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
My name is Garth Jones. I'm with Becker Morgan Group, and we are the site engineers for the project, and I'm here tonight to represent Two Farms Inc.
Okay.
You need, Mr. Jones, you need to come up this morning. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Garth Jones, 501 Rowe Ingleside Road, Centerville, Maryland, 21617.
Raise your hand. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but?
Yes.
Thank you.
I prepared an exhibit that will be handed out. It actually shows our request in a little better detail. Little history on the project. Two Farms Inc. is purchasing two properties. There's the property on the corner, which is a little over an acre. It's zoned commercial. And then they also are purchasing the adjacent property, which is a zone AR1. And that is the site of the current O'Neill's Auction Building. The O'Neill Auction Building was approved back in the 90s with a conditional use, and we prepared this layout that you see before you. And what Two Farms Inc. is proposing to construct a new Royal Farms with gas pumps. And the project will encompass both properties, both the commercial and the AR1. We actually came before the county in the spring with a conditional use site plan for the AR1 piece, and the county approved that with several conditions. And then we actually were back for the county planning and zoning in late June with a site plan application, and that also was approved. Several conditions that were put on the project for the AR1 portion included a landscape buffer, or that we comply with the highway corridor overlay zone, 20-foot landscape buffer. After seeing the landscape plan that we submitted, Planning Commission decided that, in their opinion, they thought that the landscape buffer, the 20-foot landscape buffer along 13 and 24 would create somewhat of some safety issues, and therefore they actually rescinded that condition for the AR1 piece. So we're before you tonight to ask for a variance to eliminate the landscape buffer on the small commercial piece, which is somewhat is a corner lot. Second variance that we're asking for tonight deals with the fuel canopy that's adjacent to US 13. Due to the setback of the commercial piece, that setback is 60 foot off of 13. Our fuel canopy encroaches into the 60 foot setback by 15 feet. So we're also asking for a variance of 15 feet to encroach into that setback. It's a little unusual. This is a unique project, being that we are encompasses two properties, and therefore we actually have two setbacks along the front. We have a 60 foot on the commercial, and then 40 foot on the AR1 piece. Given the size of the property and the different setbacks, we also are confined on the property. We have several site constraints. Again, this is a corner lot, so we're 24s to the north. US 13 is to the west. We have the existing O'Neill Auction Building that is to remain on site and remain operational to the south. To the east is the lands of Carolyn O'Neill. That is to remain. We also have, behind the O'Neill Auction Building, we have an on-site septic system that will be expanded to serve the Rural Farmers Project as well as the O'Neill's Auction Building. And also to the south, we have a stormwater management area on the southern portion of the property. And we also have a stream and some wetlands on the south side of the property. In addition, Planning Commission, one of the stipulations that Planning Commission put on the approval is they wanted a 15-foot buffer along between the Rural Farms Project and the Carolyn O'Neill Project. And that actually required us to take our entire site and shift it closer to 13 so we could get that 15-foot landscape buffer in to comply with one of the conditions. We feel that the project could not be developed without the two variances. Right now, the site is laid out, so it provides ample circulation for the fuel tanker trucks that come into the site and also allows for emergency access to the site as well. And it's kind of another unique situation in that the county code actually permits the fuel pumps and the pump islands to be within the setbacks with the stipulation that it has to be 20 feet from the street line. But they consider the canopies to be an accessory structure, and therefore they won't permit those within the front yard setback. So it's a little unique situation there. Planning Commission in recommending that they, or in eliminating the 20-foot landscape buffer for the highway corridor overlay zone, recommended that we come before the board to seek a variance for that buffer for the commercial piece. We don't believe that the variance or the hardship is created as a result of this project. We feel that given the site constraints, that any project to develop here would run into issues just because of the auction building remaining where it is. We don't believe that this will alter the character of the neighborhood. Right across the 13 is Reese Carey's, which is another gas station and auto repair, and their canopy for their fuel island actually exists completely within the 60-foot setback. We also believe that because this is in the commercial area, we're on the southern side of the commercial area along 13 as you're going through Laurel, so we don't feel that this will alter the character. We actually feel that it will help with Mrs. O'Neill's property to the east by putting the landscape buffer in. We also believe that this is the minimum variance to provide us relief and be able to develop the property as intended. Mm-hmm. And if the variance represents the least modifications possible of the regulations.
Okay, sir. Are there any questions from members of the board, Mr. Rickards?
You said the commission was okay with the buffer removed. Is that presenting it to us?
Yeah. When we went through the conditional use, Mr. Ross was very adamant that he wanted the this project to comply with the 20-foot landscape buffer for the highway corridor overlay zone. When we submitted for our site plan and for June Planning Commission, the planning office called me, Mr. Abbott, and said that Mr. Ross had called him and wanted to know who in the world required all that landscaping, and that it was creating, in his opinion, a dangerous situation, safety issues with egress and entering the site. And Mr. Abbott told him that he did. At the planning commission meeting, they actually removed that stipulation from the AR1 conditional use.
Okay.
And they did not have the ability to waive that for the commercial and suggest that we come here.
Correct.
To seek a variance for that.
Correct.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for that. Mr. Werbin?
No question.
Mr. Hudson?
I want to make sure I understand this. The O'Neill's auction building will still remain
yes.
in place and will still operate as
yes.
as an auction house?
Yes.
Okay. And if I understood you correctly, the variance is actually for the canopy and not the fuel pumps.
That's correct.
Now, I'm assuming it's just about half of that canopy that is only involved in that commercial side, right? Correct?
Yes. Yeah, the area that's shaded orange over top of that canopy
mm-hmm.
is the area of encroachment.
Okay, so the canopy, I guess it wouldn't. Could the canopy be moved south with the pumps? Could it be moved to the south a little bit to get away from that? I guess you would be actually putting in the AR1, so it would still be the same distance from the Route 13 corridor, so it wouldn't really matter, would it?
It would not matter, no.
And the diagonal on the picture I'm looking at here, the diagonal?
Yes. That's underground.
Those tanks?
Underground tanks. Yes.
Okay, so that's where the trailers would be pulling up to refuel
yes.
the. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Mr. Mills?
No other questions.
All right.
I do have one better.
All right. Mr. Corbin?
You want to get to O'Neill's. Are you using the same part of the parking lot and everything to get into O'Neill's?
Yes.
Now, how about the other end? Is it going to use both ends to get into O'Neill on the
24
side?
Yes. Yeah,
so we'll go right straight into that, too?
Yes, we're actually improving that existing entrance into the O'Neill site. We're bringing up the Del Dot standard, so you'll be able to access the O'Neill site from 13 and from 24.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was the next question I had.
Did you?
Yeah. Tony, thank you, sir. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
Mr. Chairman, we received a letter from Carolyn O'Neill. It's not that she's in favor of or in opposition, but it reads, Dear Board, the only stipulations that I asked from Two Farms for their convenience store at this location is as follows. A solid 7-foot fence be constructed along my west and south attached boundary lines to preserve a little privacy in my house and backyard for me and my 90-year-old mother. The chain link fence already there will not provide this. Also, please keep the gas pumps as far away from my house as possible for safety and privacy. Sincerely, Carolyn O'Neill.
Okay. Thank you for that. I'm sorry?
I said the issue's not a fence.
Yeah, the issue's not a fence at this time. Okay. Hearing no other opposition. Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, for the testimony that I believe I've heard here, that's a reasonable request. So I'm going to recommend that we approve case number 11-028 for the following reasons. The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The variance won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood. The variance will not substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of the adjacent property. That also. The request of the variance is minimum that can afford relief for the applicant. And the requested variance represents the least modification possible of the regulation that for canopies to be set back for in the overlay.
Okay. Excuse me. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11028. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Nay. I believe that this is created by the applicant and does not meet that standard.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
for the reasons that have been stated by Mr. Rickards. So by a vote of 4-1, case number 11,028 is approved.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.